This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. What up? Happy Friday, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer here in overcast Kansas City, Missouri, as it is right now as I'm sitting here recording this podcast on Friday, June 6th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for stopping by. For this episode, of course, there's going to be two coming out, of course. Golf, Carla has been busy, and her and Stubert still working together as they began their international play. I think I saw that on Instagram yesterday, so I'm out of the backtrack towards that. We'll get you updated on that throughout the weekend as well. And obviously, let's not forget, one more program still need to finish up the 2024-25 campaign. Before that closes the book, the official book on that, that's track and field next week, as they'll be in the NCAA National Championships. 10 athletes from the K-State men's women's track and field will be taking center stage in the famous Eugene Stadium up there. They were recently up there not too long ago, so but this time, it's sort of big time. National Championships up there, so that is what's left there as well, but movement continuing to going on with recruiting, and still we're not strong suit in recruiting, but there's been a lot going on the football side, and particularly with the not this year but 2026 class. One more was added to that list most recently a couple of days ago. That was Miles Todecki giving him an offer a couple of weeks ago, and he accepted it 2 days ago, and what's up with these Texas, we're taking these Texas folks. So Miles Todecki, the quarterback from Austin, Texas. There again, same situation like I talked about with Keegan O'Connell. Oh, I can't him mixed up. Oh boy. The other guy, I want to say, I know it's Connor. I should know this by now. Let me go back to my feed before I really screw it up. But yeah, man, Keegan Collins. Yeah, see, I was on track a little bit. I'm glad it's Friday. I was on track a little bit. Yeah, but by the way, Keegan Collins, that episode's now out wherever you get your podcast there as well. I also recorded as we really start trying to get ourselves worked in to this football thing. We're starting to talk a little about Iowa State. That's going to come out at some point, maybe over the weekend, unless commits continue to roll through here. Miles Todecki accepted immediately. Didn't mess around. Kind of like Keegan Collins did. He knew we wanted to go. So, and recently, Miles Todecki, Texas 6A Offensive Player of the Year. So you have that going on here. He is the, let me see, Todecki. Yeah, he posted in his social media. He made an official announcement on his social media. See, this is where we are now, obviously. This has been going on for a long while. This is not recent. This is going for all the recruits to make their announcements, whether that's football, soccer. We saw our friend, Matty Vickery. Yes, Matty Vickery. On social media, is doing some big things recently, who committed to K-State 2 years ahead. So she's going to be a high school junior in Washburn Rural. I'm impressed. I remember that. I can't even remember Keegan O'Connor or Keegan Collins, whatever that is. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Miles Todecki, T-O-Decki, that's probably how you say it, the latest recruit commit. I shouldn't say recruit anymore. Commitment to the 2026 K-State football class there. Quote, after carefully thought and consideration, that didn't make any sense. Staying with Todecki here, but I'm blessed to announce my commitment to Kansas State University. Thank you to all my coaches and my teammates who have helped and supported me throughout this journey. I could not have done it this with y'all without y'all. God has blessed me with an amazing opportunity, and I am excited to take my next step in the life as a Wildcat. Thank you. And also a shout it out Coach Klieman, Matt Wells. Obviously, Matt Wells taking over play calling this year. As we have said, you not know that by now. Well, you should. You should there as well. And then, of course, we'll finish up his commitment announcement from Miles Teodecky for believing in me and providing me with this opportunity. And it goes hashtag email and hashtag commitment, end quote, there as well. And then here to Teodecky's rise, help his high school, Vingriff High School, had one of its best seasons ever in school history, obviously, going to the 6A state championship and winning that recently, or last fall, I should say, 15-1, Vandegrift. And, of course, the 24-17 victory over South Lake Carroll, going to state there and beating them, and then going through that, going 14-17, 235 through the year, two touchdowns in that state championship game through the season. Teodecky, over 3,000 yards passing, 3,251 yards, 48 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions there as well, and a QB rating of 136. Ooh! So there you go on that. And obviously, you know, we talk about, and this is a side note, obviously, Avery Johnson, we don't even know the backup quarterback situation yet. Or actually, we do. We just don't know who's going to back up Avery heading into the season when things kick off, fall camp and whatnot, when K-State returns and all that. But impressive stats coming from Vandegrift, talking about Miles Teodecky, the recent commit to K-State. You are a K-State Wildcat. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And he, prior to accepting K-State, he was recruited via high school league. See, I cannot talk to this morning. Ivy League schools were looking at him. Cincinnati was in the mix. so he beat them. Cincinnati, of course, in the conference there as well. And then, of course, the 6A Player of the Year. Yeah, see, when you win something like that, that stands out. Oh, obviously stand out there as well. And Teodecky, hey, left-handed quarterback. So there you, so yay. There we go as well. Obviously, what I'm reading the scouting report here has a very good deep ball. And also puts... He likes to, let me see. Yeah, he gets the ball out fast and accordingly loves to throw it in tight windows as well. So your typical quarterback there, especially as talented coming out of high school as Miles Teodecky, loves the deep ball and, of course, putting in tight spaces there as well. And also he played baseball as well. So there is, let me see. That's all I have for right now. It looks like this is a Matt Wells, according. I'm just looking over the rest of this article here real quick. I'm sorry. We're gonna take a time out here on the podcast. We'll be back. we'll come right back after this timeout. And welcome back to finish up the Pearl Project Podcast. Miles Teodecky, the latest commitment, the K-State 2026 class, Eddie Greer III. Yeah, I had something. I had to blow my nose real quick there, so I'm sorry. That might be too much information there, but had to blow my nose real quick there as well. So last but not least here, before we wrap this up here on Miles Teodecky, this apparently was a Matt Wells recruit. So Matt Wells taking full control, obviously, heading into this year, obviously, and we all know that Avery Johnson was not Matt Wells, but obviously Avery Johnson wanted to come to K-State. We all should know that by now, and Avery Johnson entering his third year there as well. So this is obviously next year, Matt Wells getting his guy via Vandegrift High School, Austin, Texas, the 6A Player of the Year in Miles Teodecky. You are a K-State Wildcat. Made his announcement just a couple of days ago as the 2026 class continues here, building blocks, continuing to slowly grow here. I think that's the 11th player now that's on this list now for the 2026 list there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are free, available daily. I want to have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, I apologize for all the hesitation and everything else. But we're going to still post content daily, and especially when we hear announcements like this. Obviously, if any breaking news comes out throughout the offseason, obviously, we will bring it to you, obviously, as we continue to count the days down to Iowa State, August 23rd, Dublin, Ireland. Also, Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast over on the Podbean app. Me and Alex scheduled to get together tonight. Tonight, we will talk, obviously, put a bow on the baseball season and kind of get ourselves back in, and continue to get ourselves back in to football, obviously. We'll talk a little bit about how important, or get his thoughts anyways, about how big important this Iowa State game is to K-State and his coaching staff and the players as well, going overseas, and how is this going to set the tone? How is this going to set the tone for the upcoming football 2025 football season there? Podbean app, Greer 380s Podcast over there, and of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. Continue to spread the word. We continue to thank you so much for your continued support throughout the 24-25 athletic calendar year here on this podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.